Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Guess what it is today?
July 5th.
It just so happens to be National Bikini Day.
So it's National Bikini Day.
Get excited about it. It's going to be wonderful.
In honor of National Bikini Day.
I got a new bikini.
I have that same bikini.
I need another bikini.
Buy me a new bikini.
The day set aside for everybody to recognize and celebrate the bikini.
Come on, bikini inspector.
Showtime.
Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. I'm John. That's Chantel.
Morning.
Bikini Day, so I wore my bikini, obviously.
Yeah. I feel very uncomfortable. I understand you have a nice tan going on right now.
Thank you for noticing.
From the 4th.
But let me just tell you, eyes up here.
Okay. I'll try.
You know, here's the thing about national holidays. It used to be the day of, right? What if we get a half day on the day and then a half day on the next day?
Okay.
But you work the first half. Here's what I'm saying. Like on the 4th, I would have been down to come in and work the first part of the 4th. Get off early, mm-hmm. Be able to stay up late last night, maybe see the Bees game, sold out game last night.
I saw that.
Fireworks and everything, stay up with the kids. Then I can sleep in this morning and start for the second half of the day.
See, that works for everybody else, but for us, we do a morning radio show, John.
Yeah.
Which would mean
what we just get today
6
off.
To 10.
Yeah, we would just give it up. Yeah. Yeah, we're fine.
And then we would have worked yesterday.
Yeah, we
worked
yesterday.
6 to 10.
Yeah. To have off today, the day after. You know what I'm saying?
I feel the same way. I'm getting on board with what you're saying.
I feel the same way about Halloween. I'd work a half a day on Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Get done around noon or whatever.
Yep.
Take the kids out trick-or-treating.
And then have the next day
I want
day
to
off.
Sleep. Or the half day for most people, right?
But for us, it would be
for
the
us,
whole day.
For us, we get the whole day on
this. I understand. Yeah. Okay.
See, we're not doing it right. We need to split it by halves, not by wholes.
You're so true.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm spitting truth right now.
It's beyond me.
Right.
How accurate you are.
We've all, you know why? We just sometimes have to look at the way things have done and go, wait, is there a better way?
The only reason that this doesn't work is for the people who travel on holidays.
Yeah.
They would still need to take the days off. But they're taking days off regardless.
Listen, vacations are vacations. I'm just talking for us regular folk who aren't holidaying.
Yeah.
How was your trip?
So good.
Yeah?
Went to St. George, stopped at Quail Creek, did a day there, did a pool day, did a Sand Hollow day, and then I got back yesterday.
Dang, you did a lot. How was traffic coming back yesterday?
We didn't leave until 7.
P.M.?
Yeah, so I didn't get home until just... Oh, no, we left at 6. So we got home about 9:30, right before the fireworks started. It was perfect.
Oh, okay. That's not bad then.
Perfect.
All right, that's not bad.
No traffic. Not at all.
If I told you we were asleep before fireworks last night, would you be shocked?
I would not be shocked.
Whole
I would
family.
Believe you. Would you believe me if I told you that my neighborhood, they did the usual 10 p.m. fireworks.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's done around 11. And then somebody, I've never been this person, starts lighting off massive aerials at 12:30
always.
At night.
There's always one in the neighborhood.
What are you
always.
Doing?
I know.
What are you doing? We are in the neighborhood where every single household has at least 2 children under the age of 3.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where you are. There's going to be one person in the neighborhood who waits till like after midnight to start lighting
after
them up.
After midnight.
It's insane.
It's like, come on. And last night, Coulter tells me, he goes, Mom, I asked them to turn the fireworks off, and I said, please.
He tried. He
said,
please. All right, we'll do a quote. We'll kick off the show today. By the way, high of 97 today. It's your outlook on life that counts.
Oh.
From the late, great Betty White.
It's so true.
Yeah. Just how are you going to look at today?
You know, it's like keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yes.
They really mean that, because if you want to improve your friendships, the best thing you can do is move away. Move away from your friends.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's what they're saying. There's a social personality psychologist out of Michigan State who says that the key to great friendships is to get away from your friends.
Like just not see each other as often as you do, or like to truly have distance between the two of you?
Truly have distance. If you live close to someone, it's really easy to get together. You don't often invest a lot of energy into the friendship. It's easy to cancel or flake. You might even run out of things to talk about. But if you live far away, you have to make a plan, like a vacation or a trip, to see each other.
Right.
Stick to it. And then when you're there, it's like this really intense, high-energy weekend or week-long of just catching up, talking about things you might not bring up in text messages or on social media. You're going to feel closer to them the farther away you are.
I feel like this is something you tell to a person you don't want to see more.
No,
like, that'd be like me going to you like, hey, you know what? This friendship's great, but you know what would make it greater? If you move two states away.
Because that's not a great friend. You would lose contact with them. Let me put this into perspective for you.
Please.
All of my best friends live somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Except my one best friend. I have one best friend who lives here.
Uh-huh.
Callie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got another best friend in Carlsbad.
Uh-huh.
Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't know what the word best means then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But like my closest friends.
Yes.
Carlsbad, Phoenix, Austin, Ohio. And then I have one in Utah. And I'm super close with all of these people because we'll travel back and forth to see each other.
So you're buying it?
I mean, it'd be nice if they lived here, but
right.
Yeah, if they lived here, you take the time for granted.
Yeah, you would flake on them more.
Exactly.
You wouldn't show up.
But we're so close to each other because it's like we make a plan to see each other and we go see each other, you know? And you have to put in a lot of energy to talk to them because they're not just convenient.
You have to let them fly away.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
All right, let's get to the Daily Draft.
You get to go first today because it's
Tuesday,
huh?
Daily Draft is just a top three list, so text us yours. It's a little hard to explain, but the Minions movie came out over the weekend.
Yep.
Rise of Gru. So we're doing your favorite Illumination. Illumination!
That was really good. How'd it feel?
It hurt me. Or animated DreamWorks movie. DreamWorks bought Illumination, so we put them together.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same.
Mainly because I looked at the amount of Illumination films. There weren't a lot.
No.
So.
But all of the Illumination films?
Solid.
Solid choices.
844-649-1051. I get to go first, and I'm taking the Lorax.
Ooh.
He speaks for the trees.
He does, and it's Zac Efron.
Yeah, it's so good. My kids love that movie.
We watch it the Lorax.
Every few months, they sing the Snee
song. Yep.
Like in all of it. So, solid
so
movie. What do you got?
Okay, well, then I'm taking Despicable Me.
Take it. I didn't even put it on my list.
I love Despicable Me.
Great movie. I just thought I would stay away from it for this thing. Yeah. By the way, I did see the Minions movie.
And?
I'll give a review later on.
Okay.
I got you.
All right.
Penguins of Madagascar, the movie. So, I didn't love the Madagascar movies.
But you like the Penguins movie.
Did you see the Penguins movie?
No,
hilarious.
Because I equally didn't love the Madagascar movie, so I was not about to watch a spinoff.
That's how I was. I was like, oh, this is going to be terrible. It is so funny.
Really?
It is so good.
Hmm.
I love it.
I bet my kids would love it because they love penguins.
You should watch it.
Is it on? Like,
I don't know what
Netflix
it's on right now.
Anything?
Yeah. Oh, what do you got?
Gimme Sing. I watched Sing. I watched Sing 2 over the weekend twice.
Do you like the second one or the first one more?
I definitely like the first one more, but a lot of people like the second one too.
Kids love the second one more, and I'm like, it's good, but the first one to me
is better.
I agree. Well, I'm taking Shrek.
Yeah.
If we're doing DreamWorks, I mean, that's what made DreamWorks, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Shrek movies, we've watched all three. Really fades off after about the first one and a half.
Yeah, it does.
And just saw a trailer for the new, there's a new Puss in Boots coming out.
Ooh.
That looks really good, too.
That's the thing about Illumination and DreamWorks. They really send it with not just the spinoffs, but like front stories, back stories.
Just
like
keeps going.
Every character gets their own thing.
Yeah.
And I know Disney kind of does it, too, but not. They do like Toy Story 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
And like,
then they tried on Lightyear and it was a flop.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't do good spinoffs.
No.
Disney.
I agree.
But DreamWorks is great spinoffs.
Yes.
Okay, well, then I was going to go a third Illumination movie, but now you made me...
What?
I'm going to go Trolls, because I love Trolls, the one and two, both amazing. But can I give honorable mention?
Yeah, go ahead.
To Secret Life of Pets.
Okay, I thought you might have that on your list.
Yeah. This is so good. And then that's pretty much the three Illumination movies.
I know, a lot of the texts are the same, right? Like, I'm getting a lot of Shrek texts or Despicable Me. I got a few Secret Life of Pets. Shark Tale.
Okay. Really?
You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
Right? Like, it's fine. All right, my kids, this summer, they both got skateboards.
Yeah, fun.
And so I've been showing them, I used to skateboard.
Yeah, back I mean, in high you're from Long stuff. Beach.
Yeah, so, you know, it's all these little things, right?
Yeah,
that I can still do. And I'm doing it on the grass these days because I don't want to fall and break my hip and never be the same.
Yeah. It's just like falling as an adult, not the same.
No. But I was telling them, like, I remember the first time, like, so Ollie's like a jump, right?
Yes.
So I jumped. Yeah, exactly. From my board, from the street, up onto the curb.
Yep.
And the first time I tried it, we were videoing. I'm talking old school VHS recorder,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
We thought we were making our own skate video.
Yes, you were skate. Oh, man. Skate
yeah,
videos.
It was all the thing.
Junior high.
Yeah.
So good.
So I jump, I land, and the board keeps going, but my body decided not to.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, I flew up in the air, hit the ground. It was all on tape.
This was back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah. So I was telling them about my fail. And it just got me thinking, like, they were cracking up about, like, dad falling like that.
Uh-huh.
We all did it.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We all did it.
Yes.
That's part of it. So what is your skateboarding fail, or if maybe you're a scooter rider, or rollerblading, if that was
oh
a thing
gosh,
you did.
Rollerblading and you can falls?
Yeah. Call us, 844-649-1051. Tabitha, tell us what happened.
When I was younger, we were at the skating rink, and I was skating around, and I fell and ripped my blue jeans right open, and everybody could see my underwear.
No!
Oh my gosh, okay, what happened next?
I cried and ran away and hid in the bathroom until my sister came with a jacket.
No.
Everybody was laughing at me. My older sister, oh man, she was laughing and getting people to look. You know, older sisters do that.
Do you know what made you fall?
I got caught up on, like, my skates hit each other, and I fell forward, and I guess my jeans were a little too tight. it's like, and you're like, oh, I knew what that was. And I had a crush there, and he saw it.
Of course.
And I never talked to him after that.
Tabitha, thanks for the call. Did you ever have anything happen?
I mean, the biggest thing I can remember is when I came down to UVU, everybody is, like, skating. They're skating down the Provo Canyon, like longboarding
or
whatever. So I got into like the longboarding thing because obviously that's what guys are going to ask you to do on dates. And they always ask you to do it at night, which is like super creepy, but like that's just the thing.
Okay.
Anyway, I go with this guy who, this one isn't a date, it's just a friend. So me and a bunch of friends go and we're skating down the canyon and I'm actually really comfortable and on a longboard at the time.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was... wobbling it all over the place. Anyway, I'm going. I'm like ahead of the crew. Like, no big deal. All of a sudden, I hit a rock or stick or something. And the second you hit any, like a grain of salt will make a wheel just stop and dead in its tracks. So my board stops. I keep going. And I just took all the skin off my knee. And I ended up tearing my meniscus.
Did you really?
I kid you not. I still have a scar on my knee. Like, it was so bad. It put me out. I was out of longboard dates for the next 6 months.
What is your roller skating, your skateboarding, your scooter fails? We want to hear from you.
844-649-1051.
Hey, Rachel, we're talking roller skating or skateboarding or scooter fails.
When I was in like third grade, I broke my leg on live TV.
On live TV? How?
So, Oregon, my school had one of the first skateboarding programs in Oregon.
That's cool.
So they brought in the local news to like film and... I knew how to go up the ramp, and I didn't know how to go down yet, so I went to pick up my board, and I slipped, landed on my board, and broke it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was sitting there bawling. The camera's on me. I see the camera lady, like, using her hand to tell the cameraman to cut and pointing at the other kids, like, pointing at the ones that are smiling, and I'm just bawling my eyes out. It was really bad.
Oh, my gosh. It's a, you know what the worst part is? Because everyone saw it. It wasn't just like just people at the school.
Oh yeah,
you're talking
so bad.
Televised
yeah.
news.
Yep, and even after that, the whole school like we had like 3 accidents and then shut down the skateboarding programs. I was one of the kids that got like all the ire. All the kids were like,
"Yeah, you're the reason why." Yeah, exactly.
Not-
oh, that's funny. Rachel, thanks for that call. Appreciate it.
Bye.
What is your skateboarding, roller skating, scooter fail story?
844-649-1051.
What's up, Jared? We're talking roller skating or skateboarding fails. What's your story?
I lived in Texas, and there was this giant hill, and me and my friend used to longboard downhill. And so we went down this hill, and there was a bridge at the end of it, and past the bridge there is a pothole. I didn't see the pothole, and my wheels got eaten up.
Yeah.
I flew, smacked my head, and I guess I like slid 20 feet.
Dude.
And just bare skin. No helmet, no pads, no nothing, just bare skin.
And you say guess because I'm sure you don't remember any of it at that point.
Oh, yeah. I had a concussion. I had to go to the ER and everything.
Dang. That's like Chantel's longboards. Longboards.
Yeah, no, man, longboards are dangerous.
Dude, longboards.
Jared, have a good day.
They are crazy, man.
They are crazy.
You too.
This acapella group's been trending this morning. They're incredible.
Okay.
They're called May Tree. And they did this performance where they started by just imitating sounds from your iPhone, different rings. So, like, I'm going to play for you, like, the opening.
Okay.
Also, like, what's another one called? Like xylophone or like silk? You know how like there's all those choices? So here they are just doing that.
Okay, yeah.
Is that impressive?
Wow.
Aren't they good?
That's cool.
Yeah, they're really cool. I'll give you one more that they did here. Gets a little more jazzy on that one. But pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And then the end of the show, Running Up That Hill has become a huge song. It's from the 80s.
Yes.
But it's in Stranger Things, mm-hmm. and it's back to number one on all the charts because of that. And they did an amazing version of it. And if only I could, I'd make a deal with God. And I'd get him to swap our places. Be running up that road. Be so running good, up that hill.
Yeah.
I want to look them up again. They're trending this morning. They're called May Tree. It's this acapella
Super
group.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you passive aggressive?
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
Like, do you overuse passive aggressive phrases?
Maybe. What's on your mind?
Maybe you're a little annoying, John. You want to hear the most annoying passive aggressive phrases?
Yeah, what
phrases
are they?
We overuse?
Because maybe I do them and not even realize.
Yeah. Right.
That I am.
I'm fine.
Fine.
Especially when you're not fine. You know what? That's one thing after my last relationship. I was like, the phrase, I'm fine, is not allowed.
Yeah.
Because it just, everybody knows you're not fine. It's just like it's a filler phrase.
It's true. That's why I hate that word. Those two words. I'm fine. It means it's not, but you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's like, let's just talk about it.
Let's just talk. Yeah. Sit down.
Sit down.
That was surprisingly good. You're like, okay.
Why did you have to say surprisingly?
Yeah,
why can't you just say?
Be good.
It's like when someone's like, "Oh, you're actually funny." What does that mean?
Oh, that was actually funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so rude. Why don't you just blank when the blank is something obvious but not easy?
What does that mean? Like,
I think it's like, why don't you just go away?
Oh, like, all right.
Why don't you just stop? I don't know.
It's fine.
That one's a little. It's fine.
It's fine.
I was just kidding.
That's probably me. I like to joke. And I know sometimes they go too far. And they're not meant to be.
Uh-huh.
But I do. I like to poke.
I don't think I say I was just kidding too much. I don't know.
Yeah.
You should have known that. You should have known better. I say that all the time.
Right. Can't do that.
I should have known that.
Be fine. It's fine.
Just this conversation is going to be exciting. Sure, if that's what you want to do. I hate it. My dad says that all the time. Sure, if that's what you want to do.
That is like, a passive aggressive. Yeah, I never thought about it, but it is.
Just tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Just tell me what you want.
No, if that's what you want, that's fine.
But I'm asking what you want.
No. If that's what you want to do.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's a throwaway.
When somebody says whatever, it's like just as bad as going, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Whatever is the middle finger.
It really is the middle finger of words.
Yes.
Besides the actual middle finger of words.
Right.
No offense, but it's usually followed by something offensive.
Yes.
Yeah, there's that line in the new Top Gun where it's like some the one guy, he's like, no offense, and then the other guy's like, it's funny that you say no offense because you often always are causing it.
Yes.
Or whatever. Exactly. I don't know the quote. I haven't seen it enough, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Why are you so upset?
Why are you so upset?
That's just...
Why are you overreacting right now? I'm trying to have a conversation.
You're trying
here.
To undercut someone's feelings.
I'm here, and you're up here, and I'm here.
Why are you so upset?
Why are you so upset?
Why are you so upset? It's mean. I'm upset like you've upset me.
Yes. You know why I'm upset.
So either one, yeah, you know why. Or number two, you don't know why. And that's not the way you're going to find out. And then you're just too sensitive.
Oh. I probably said that back in the day a lot.
You know what? I will say, yes, all 10 of those, very annoying and offensive.
This text says, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
That's a good one, too. Oh, don't worry about it. What do you mean, don't worry about it?
Yeah, now I'm worrying about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Bad first date, getting ghosted, stood up, blocked again. Let John and Chantel help with their 7:30 second date update.
What's up, Jamie?
Hey.
Morning. Welcome. So tell us, how are things going with Aaron?
You know, they're not going great.
Dang it.
He's been avoiding me at the very least. I'm not sure exactly what I did to get him this upset, though.
Do you know why, like, if he's actually upset?
He actually asked me not to contact him again. So,
Jamie,
I know something's bothering him. I know.
For someone to say that, did something bad happen?
Well, honestly, I don't think so. And that's why I reached out to you guys. Because I think there was like a misunderstanding. I think I have gone like a little overboard with messaging him. Mm. Totally by mistake. I really liked him, and I was excited to see him again, and I just sort of lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many messages did you send
why?
Him
why?
After
we don't need
the
to know an
date.
Actual number.
I just I need to do, like, a message count.
Okay.
Okay, so it's been 2 weeks since our date, and I've definitely sent him, like, a couple each day, so, like, 28.
Oh, my gosh.
Jamie, that's a lot.
That's so many.
I know. Okay. But here's the, I feel like I need to explain. Like,
please.
I'm not that person, and I wasn't planning on that. It just kind of happened. I messaged him the day after the date, and he didn't respond. So I resent them to make sure he got them.
He got them.
I know. Then I started following up, and it just sort of spiraled out of control.
You know what's the worst? If you're on Jamie's side, you keep like checking your phone to make sure, like you ask a friend to text you just to see like if there's not a problem with your phone and receiving text messages.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, oh, maybe that's why.
Yes, I did.
All right, let's take a step back. Let's start at the beginning here. How did you meet?
We met on Tinder.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And the first date, how'd it go?
I mean, I thought he was really amazing. He wanted to go play mini golf, and this is going to sound really silly. I've never played mini golf.
Really?
But it was, I know. And now I want to know how this, like how I've never played. It was so much fun. I'm super competitive. I'm really playful. So I felt like it was a perfect choice, and I felt like we really had a great time together.
Did something awkward happen, though, like during the date?
No, and that's why I'm so confused. It was really good. He was super nice. He was really kind to me. And I feel like I have a pretty good, like, I'm pretty good at calling myself out. I know that I probably went overboard with the messages. Not probably.
Oh,
I did.
You did. No, you did.
No, yeah,
it's okay. You did.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Owning it is the first step.
But I didn't say anything messed up on the day.
It's
like,
just...
Okay.
A lot.
Really gone through it.
Okay, let's do this, Jamie. Let's just get Aaron's phone number. Let's call him up. We'll ask him about the 28 text messages, and we'll see what's going on, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Mix 105.1 and 103.9, number one for all the hits. It's John and Chantel and your second date update. We're helping out Jamie. Jamie and Aaron met on Tinder. They went out on a great first date to mini golf. That's fine. That all went okay. It's afterwards where it all fell apart when Jamie texted Aaron 28 times in 2 weeks.
28 times.
And he's like, yeah, just stop contacting me. And we're just wondering if that's the reason why or if something else happened as well. Jamie, you didn't send like an inappropriate meme to Aaron, did you? You know, something like that's offensive or?
No.
Okay.
No, it was more just me like, I don't know what's going on. Why aren't you responding?
Okay. We're going to call up Aaron and we're going to just talk to him and let's see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello?
Hey, is this Aaron?
Yeah, this is Aaron.
Aaron, hi. My name is John, and with me is Chantel. We do a morning show together here in town on Mix 105.1 and 103.9. In fact, have you heard the station?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Well, our show does the second date update. It's a dating thing. We every day we do it, and we're actually calling to talk about your date with Jamie. So would you mind just answering the question, did you have a good time on the date?
I mean, it was an all right date. I mean, it's hard to have a terrible time playing mini golf.
That's true.
Would you go out on another date with her?
Not a chance. I mean, she's a little too much for me.
We heard.
Yeah, she mentioned she sent a few text messages.
Like 28 of them. So was that why?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of messages. I had to say, hey, please don't. But... No, that wasn't, I mean, that's bothersome, but that wasn't the first thing that really kind of bothered me.
What was, like, the big thing then?
Well, you listen, she was really touchy, like, the whole date.
Like, emotional?
She kept slapping my butt.
Oh, like, handsy touchy.
I mean, it was really disturbing.
Oh.
Yeah, like, handsy. Like, she just met me, and she's, like, touching my butt over and over, and I'm like, I just met you.
Chantel, you like hand-holding. What about butt-holding on a first date? Are you?
No, hand-holding is okay. Maybe like one courtesy.
A good game at the end is
hilarious. Uh-huh. But constantly is annoying.
Did you say something?
I mean, it was just so uncomfortable. I mean, I tried to tell her nicely, but it just like prompted her to smack my butt again.
It's like my relationship with my wife.
Yeah.
Whenever we're out.
The thing is, if you don't set the boundary at the first date,
right,
he's going to end up dealing with this the rest of his life.
Jamie, I feel bad about this. Jamie's been listening in, and we got to bring, yeah, of course. Jamie, are you there?
Yes, I am. I just want to, Aaron, how do you expect me not to touch your butt? Have you looked in the mirror? Like, you have an amazing butt.
Okay. I mean, I agree with you, but just stop. This is weird. And we're not married. Okay?
You can touch my butt if you want. It's not a big deal.
Oh, God. Listen, okay. I respect you as a person too much to be slapping your over and over the first time I meet you.
I mean, I was being playful. It was for the fun of it. I feel like you're kind of being a little boring.
All right, let me just ask. Aaron, we called you. Are you interested in another day with Jamie if, you know, she stops being so handsy?
If it means that much to you, Aaron, I won't do it again. I promise.
No, I think I'm good. I don't need to go on another date with her.
I love doing this after a holiday, actually. Over the 4th, anyone listening who, blank. And what we've done is we've written a few scenarios on pieces of paper and we put them in a cup. So,
yep.
There's the paper in there. There's the cup. Chantel and I are going to draw them out and we're going to read them. And as soon as you hear a scenario that you actually experienced this 4th of July, will you please call us?
And then the first one to three
first
wins.
One or first one with the most points. If we don't get to three. Yes. But yeah, exactly. So we have till 8:12 this morning, about 22 minutes.
Okay.
Because we got to get to Chantel's roses and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you draw first and go ahead and read it. 844-649-1051.
Can we just grab one?
Yeah, just grab one. We'll go back and forth. I've got two.
Oh my gosh.
Grab two. They stuck together.
They did. Hey, got engaged.
Anyone listening over the 4th who got engaged, we need to hear from you right now.
Like okay? A 4th of July engagement.
Oh, yeah. I like mine. Anyone over the 4th of July hooked up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they use the pickup line.
Yeah, let's hear the story.
Anyone over the 4th who had a 4th of July baby?
Oh, dang. Good luck with that one.
Why?
That's a hard one.
A lot of people have babies on the 4th of July.
I don't know.
A lot of people hold in their babies till the 5th of July.
And we're saying 4th of July holiday weekend, right? Not just yesterday, but we're giving like Friday.
I feel like the
through.
Baby has to be a 4th of July.
Baby has to be 4th of July. Are we
engagement,
doing all of these?
4th of July weekend.
Weekend? Okay.
So I just made that harder for me.
Yeah. Ate more than 4 burgers at one barbecue. Anyone listening for the 4th who ate more than 4 burgers?
In one barbecue.
At one barbecue. You okay. Say ill, but I don't know. I crushed 2 burgers and a hot dog.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
I know.
Went to the movie theaters more than twice. That's a lot.
I bet we'll get one.
Really?
Well, I know this did happen, unfortunately. Caught something on fire lighting fireworks.
Okay, well, that's the easiest one.
What are your 3 again?
Got engaged.
Yeah.
Had a baby. You don't have to do all 3, just one of these.
Yeah.
Got engaged, had a baby, or went to the movie theaters more than twice.
I'm hooked up, ate more than 4 burgers at one barbecue, or caught something on fire lighting fireworks.
Call us 844-649-1051.
Help us out. The first one to 3 or the most points wins the game. Hey, Stacy. All right, we're playing anyone over the 4th. Anyone listening who? Who are you? Which one do you have?
I've got Chantel. I got engaged on Saturday.
Yay! Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
How'd it go down?
So my brother throws a firework party every year. And at the end of the firework, he made a very long finale, and my boyfriend got down on his knee and proposed to me at the end of the fireworks.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
Awesome. Stacy, congratulations, and thanks for giving Chantel a point.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too, bye. All right, what do you have left, Chantel?
I've got had a baby or went to the movie theaters more than twice.
I'm looking for if you hooked up, if you ate more than 4 burgers at a barbecue, or if you caught something on fire lighting fireworks. We need to hear from you right now.
Call us 844-649-1051.
Josh, we're playing over the 4th. Anyone listening who? So which one do you have, Josh?
I ate 7 burgers.
7 burgers?
What the heck?
Josh.
Yeah, it was.
How does one crush 7 burgers?
It helps when you swim like 8 miles in a day.
Oh, Josh is in shape.
Okay, Josh, how tall are you?
About 6'5".
Okay.
6'5".
There we go.
Dude, I love the fact that I got a point, and I love that you ate 7 burgers. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Anyone listening who? What do you have left?
I've got had a baby or went to the movie theaters more than twice.
I got caught something on fire lighting fireworks, or if you hooked up, call us right now. Lindsay, over the 4th, anyone listening who? What did you do?
We actually had our baby.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. On the 4th of July, Lindsay?
Yeah, early in the morning.
Lindsay.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're on our way home right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got the on the way home call.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have a daughter, a son?
Daughter.
Oh,
my gosh. Congratulations.
What's her name?
Thank you so much. Heather.
Heather.
That's so cute.
Heather gets... This is Heather's first shout out on the radio right now.
Oh my gosh. 1 day or 2 days old.
Thanks, Lindsay. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That is so exciting for Lindsay. They're on their way home. I love that. What do you have left, Chantel?
I'm just missing went to the movie theaters more than twice.
Okay, so 1 left for Chantel. I need 2 more. Come on, someone hooked up.
Someone did.
Someone got freaky this weekend or caught something on fire lighting fireworks. Call us right now.
844-649-1051.
Hey, Courtney. All right, we're asking this morning, anyone on the 4th who? What did you do, Courtney?
Hooked up.
Yeah!
Courtney! Yeah! Here we go.
All right, so this was yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, well, Courtney, come on, tell us more. Someone you... Did you know the person before the 4th?
Is this an interest? Like, where are we at?
Well, I don't know if it counts, but it is my boyfriend. We were leaving a fireworks show, and we got stuck in a parking lot for quite some time, traffic leaving, and we just took advantage of the extra time.
Oh, my.
This
Courtney.
Is
Courtney.
I love this. This counts.
This counts, right?
This counts.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Courtney. I needed that point.
You're welcome. Bye. Have a great day.
I got another one also. I hooked up with two people on the third. Does that count?
I mean, yeah.
I'm taking all the points I can get over here.
Uh-huh.
I already got the point from Courtney, though. Here's one for you, Chantel. I saw Top Gun, Minions, and Lightyear.
Yes, that's
that
three.
It? No, is it really?
That's all three for me.
Chantel with the win.
I love this game.
I think you've won the last two times we've
played
it.
I think so, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, people like to...
We
randomly pick it, so I don't get it. Let's talk what's trending. Well, to no one's surprise, Joey Chestnut won the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest again yesterday.
The 15-time champion of the world with 63 Nathan's famous hot dogs and buns, Joey Chestnut!
63, but it's down from his record of 76, but he was still 20 dogs ahead of his closest competitor.
No kidding.
So his best year was 76.
Right.
This year he did 63. But not only was he in a competition with, you know, other food competitors and things, a protester about animal rights, the Direct Action Everywhere, got a little too close, but Joey put him down pretty hard.
I don't know if you saw the video, but Joey's about at number 16 or 17 on hot dogs, right? Just going, bah, 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 bah. And this protester comes, kind of pushes him to the side and holds out a sign. And Joey throws the protester down.
Oh, my gosh.
And goes back to eating again.
And he still wins.
Unfazed.
20 ahead of the next guy.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan is a married woman.
What?
The lucky guy, his name is Bader Shamas.
Okay.
He works in finance. They've been together about 3 to 4 years, got engaged last November. No word when they actually got hitched, but in an Instagram post on Saturday, their 36th birthday, and she said, "I'm the luckiest woman in the world. You found me and knew that I wanted to find happiness and grace, and all at the same time. I'm stunned that you are my husband, my life, my everything. Every woman should feel this every day."
I do feel like Lindsay's on a good path.
She needed it.
Yeah.
She deserves it.
She seems like everything's going well. And definitely a lot of Lindsay Lohan stuff right now. Her PR team must be trying for something.
Yeah, they're doing some big stuff. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Then where does Chris Hemsworth keep Thor's hammer? We're going to let him tell you.
Okay.
I have a hammer from just about every film, I think, and they're all scattered around the house in various places. They often end up in the toilet, in the bathroom. My wife kind of puts them there. I put them on the mantelpiece, and she's like, nah.
I want to go to his house.
What the heck? He just got, it's another Thor's hammer.
Just Thor's hammer spread out all throughout the house.
It's hilarious. And then the box office this past weekend, Minions, $125 million. The film cost $80 million to produce. It has earned over $220 million worldwide. The opening is the highest ever for a 4th of July release, beating the previous record of Transformers Dark of the Moon, which had $115.9 million.
Saw it with the family. It was sold out when we went.
Minions,
Rise of Gru. I'll give you a complete review tomorrow with the kiddos, but I'll tell you, it was fine. I think Minions movies take me two or three.
Okay,
yeah.
Top Gun Maverick at number 2 with $33 million. Elvis at $23.5 million. Jurassic World Dominion. And then you've got The Black Phone, which I actually don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
But man, Elvis.
It's considered
total,
a flop,
total
right?
Total flop.
Yeah.
Total flop. It never had like a comeback That's weekend a bummer. Or anything. That's what's trending.
Thank you, Chantel.
You start with a suspicion. You look for evidence. Are you paranoid or on the right track? Catching the Cheaters with Chantel's Roses.
If you have a suspicion that somebody is cheating on you, I want to get to the bottom of it. I'm going to call them up. I'm going to offer a dozen free roses that they can send to anyone. The hope is that they'll send it to their significant other, but sometimes we catch a cheater.
Today we're going to say good morning to Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Tell us what's going on.
Well, sadly, I'm calling about my husband, Duggar.
Mm, okay.
We've been married for 9 years. We've got 4 beautiful kids.
Okay.
And our relationship, I don't know. I suppose maybe it's been a little different than most other people's. Duggar travels a lot. Like, he's gone maybe 80% of the time. He's home on Wednesdays and on the weekends. Always been like that. It's fine. Okay. It works for us.
I mean, if it works for you, that's like, Chantel, that's kind of how you're...
I grew up, my dad was gone Tuesday to Thursday,
every week.
To Friday, every week.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Okay.
And I never felt like I didn't have a dad or anything.
And so it worked. for you guys, Ellie, right? For 9 years. 9 years strong is impressive.
Yeah. Well, you know, we made it work. It was great. You know, when he was home, he was always very present. He was a great dad and, you know, active in the kids' lives and present and loving with me. But lately, things have been really different. He's just distracted all the time, on his phone constantly. He seems really stressed and gets really short with me. It's just like living with a different person. And I don't know, maybe I went down a rabbit hole on the internet or something, but I found all these checklists about signs that your guy might be cheating on you, and all of those things were there.
No.
And then I started thinking, since he travels so much, it would be really easy for him to maybe even just have a whole other family, and I wouldn't even know about it.
Yeah, you've definitely went down the rabbit hole. Yeah. I did the same thing. I Googled, like, what are this, like, why is my husband acting this way? And it was like all the check, like he was checking all the boxes.
Leah, let me just ask you, have you had any conversations? Like, have you at least brought this up and said, hey, something's off?
Well, I have, yeah. Okay. I've tried to get him to open up, and he just blows me off.
Okay.
Refuses to talk.
Okay. Well, let's do this then, Leah. Let's get your husband's phone number. His name's Duggar. We'll call him up. We'll offer the dozen roses, and let's see. Does he want to send them to you, or is he sending them, you know, to his other family? I'm joking. I don't think he has another family.
No.
I'm not. I'm sorry. No. Is that okay?
Yes, let's do it, please.
Mix 105.1 and 103.9, number one for all the hits. John and Chantel helping out Leah. Leah's husband, Duggar, he travels a lot. In fact, he travels about 80% of the time. He's gone, but only home Wednesday and the weekends. And Leah's going, it's worked for our 9 years of marriage, but lately he's acting different. Mm-hmm. He's not the same person that he used to be. He's always distracted, and she's beginning to have doubts on their relationship. Leah, did I get that right?
Yes, that's basically it.
We're going to call up Duggar right now. We're going to offer the dozen roses, and we're going to see if he wants to send them to you or to someone else. The only thing we need from you is permission to have Duggar on the radio.
Yes, I grant you permission.
Thank you very much for that. Chantel, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, is this Duggar?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, it's Chantel from J&C Flowers. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. So we're a brand new flower shop here in Salt Lake City, and we're just trying to get the word out about our flowers. And so one thing we're doing is giving away a dozen free roses to people in the community, something that you can send on to a friend or a loved one. And I was just wondering if you'd like to send out some flowers today.
No, thank you. I'm not interested.
I mean, it's totally free. There's no subscription. I don't need any information.
I understand. Sounds really nice, but I don't really give out my information to people over the phone, and especially when people are offering me free stuff, I'm even more wary. So thank you.
Yeah, no, like, I don't even need your information. I just need I'm going to offer these roses. I'm going to fill out a card, and then we'll just send them on their way.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just trying not to be rude, but I'm not interested in this. Thank you. I appreciate you and that you have this as your job, and I hope you have a good day, but I am not interested. Thanks.
Duggar, it's me. It's Leah. You're on the radio.
What?
Yeah, hi, Duggar. My name is John. You were talking to Chantel. It's true.
Hi.
Your wife, Leah, is on the phone. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1 and 103.9. Leah, do you want to tell Duggar why we're calling and we were trying to get him to buy some roses or give some free roses?
Sure. Listen, honey, you've just been really distracted lately and short with me, and I feel like I'm living with a secretive person who's not the man I married, and frankly, I'm worried that you're cheating on me.
Okay, Leah, this is a whole new level of crazy.
I'm not crazy. I just want to know what's going on.
Nothing's going on.
But how can you say that? I mean, you're not the same person that I married.
Okay, well, I'm stressed. That's all.
What are you stressed about?
What? Are you kidding me, Leah?
What?
You wouldn't know because you never worked a day in your life. You never paid a bill. Have you watched any news?
Oh,
the economy is tanking. My sales are way down. I've lost, like, a lot of our savings in crypto. What am I stressed about? All of it.
Well, then why can't you just talk to me about it?
You don't listen, okay, Leah? All right, before talking, you just care about your Instagram life and your women's group, and that's it.
That's not true. That's not true.
Can I just jump in? Because I do hear two people who obviously need to talk.
Yeah.
And need to sit down. What if we get a dinner for the two of you so you can go out, have a date, and just kind of air it out? I feel like communication here is a big thing. Leah, are you interested in that?
Yes, I would like that very much.
Yeah. I mean, Duggar, what about you? Would you like to have a dinner?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you heard what I said about free stuff. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe for now I want you to take me off your show, though. I don't want to be on the radio talking about this.
Four photos from the weekend up online right now on Instagram.
Yep.
And so you can see what Chantel did over the 4th. You can see the photos from our field day that we did at our house.
It looks so fun.
It was a blast, yeah. Watermelon eating, turns out that's a lot of volume.
Yeah.
I don't know if I recommend doing that one. Pie was easier. It really was. So one of the things that we did when we were just sitting around and hanging out, like family and friends were all over, was we started playing Date, Marry, Ghost.
Okay.
That's not really the real title of it.
Yeah, that's
my radio title.
Okay.
Okay? Where you like come up with three celebrity names and you pick one that you want to go out on a one-nighter,
yep.
A date with, one you want to marry and one you're going to ghost and just never hang out with.
Okay.
Okay? You want to hear one we did for the ladies?
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
Chris Evans.
Oh, easy.
Really? Okay. Go ahead.
I'd ghost Chris Evans.
Oh, dang.
I would date Hemsworth.
Okay, Thor.
And I would marry Reynolds.
Yeah. Everyone said marry Reynolds.
Yeah.
Like Ryan Reynolds by far.
Have you seen the way he looks at his wife? He's just so,
yes, I
so
know.
Cute.
The one we got stuck on were the Kardashians. Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, and Kourtney Kardashian.
Okay, what would you do?
Okay. I'm going to marry Kourtney Kardashian.
Okay.
I'm going to ghost Kim Kardashian.
Ooh, bold choice.
And I'm going to date Khloe Kardashian. I know everyone said I'm wrong on that one. I don't think I am, though.
I would not ghost Kim Kardashian.
No? You think I'm missing out on that one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in a big way. All right,
what would you... Tell me... So it's Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney.
I would marry Khloe.
Okay.
I would
really?
Date Kim.
Oh, you are in the night.
And I would ghost.
Obviously, your neighbor is staying up so late. Playing, doing fireworks threw off all of your reasoning this morning. Just past 9 o'clock, meaning it's time for the pickup line at 9.
Yeah.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about hooking up on the 4th.
Yeah, we got a few people.
Kourtney and her boyfriend saying, look, we were waiting there to get out of the firework crowd and,
you know. This traffic's not moving.
After a while, you just decide to make some of your own fireworks. And that's what they did.
I love it.
All right, today's pickup line. What's up, girl?
Hey, how's it going?
Is there an airport nearby, or is that just my heart taking off?
That's so lame.
It's so lame. Speaking of airport and like pilots and everything,
yeah.
Ever since I've said I like to watch flying videos.
Is it all you get on Instagram?
Yes.
Yep.
And you know what? I don't hate it. I love all the pilot videos. I was watching them all morning. If I told you Martin Cooper, would you know who that is?
No.
He changed your life. Did you know that?
Really?
He invented the cell phone. The world's first cell phone was invented by this guy named Martin Cooper.
And wow.
Yeah.
Like, I know...
Steve Jobs.
I know Bell, who invented the phone.
Sure.
But I don't know anyone who just invented the cell phone.
Now, at the time, it was just more like the brick phone, right? Like, mm-hmm. Cell phones nowadays look nothing like they did when they first came out.
Well, now they're computers.
I remember, like, when I was a kid in middle school, being picked up, and, like, if a parent had... like a car phone.
Yep.
They weren't cell phones. They were car phones.
Yeah.
And they were like,
cord and everything.
Yes. And they were like really expensive to use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it meant you were someone.
You were rich.
Yes. Well, he was being interviewed on the show over on by the BBC, and he was asked what he thought of people who are now on cell phones for hours. His invention, right?
Yeah.
Here you go.
What would you say to anybody like myself who are upwards of 5 hours?
Do you really? You really spend 5 hours a day? I would say, Jane, get a life.
I told everyone to get a life.
That's so funny.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's amazing. Some of my favorite memes and reels and things like that over the weekend had to do with swimsuits. Like,
oh, really?
Hey, I didn't know. Like, I spent the last 2 years thinking we were dying. Give me a break with, like, you know, my bikini body.
Or yes.
You want a bikini body? Step one, have a body. Step two, put on the bikini. There you go. Bikini body. Right?
Yeah.
I think it's great that we have like that mindset, because for a long time it was, if you weren't perfect, you can't wear a bikini. You right. must cover up everything at the public pools, at hotels, anything like that. But 50% of women have reservations about wearing a swimsuit in front of strangers, like at the beach, public pools, hotel pools, and other findings.
Do you have that?
Nah.
No?
I had a... We were staying in a hotel over the weekend. I put my swimsuit on. I went, I didn't bring a cover up. And I was like, oh well.
And that was that.
Walked through the hotel in my swimsuit.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
44% of women are comfortable wearing a swimsuit in front of strangers. Yeah. I mean, your friends, like strangers at the pool.
Who cares?
I care less about strangers than I do like people I know, like people in my party.
I agree. The strangers, I'm not seeing you again. You go judge me over there.
Bye. 9% of women will only wear a swimsuit in front of close friends and family.
Oh, wow.
That's
so you feel safe in front of close friends, but no one else.
That's
you wanna,
crazy.
Yeah.
22% of women are not comfortable wearing a swimsuit in front of anyone, no matter what the setting.
Makes me sad.
22%?
Yeah.
Oh, you're missing out on so much.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, with your kids and stuff, like playing in the pools.
Just sitting there on the side.
57% of men are comfortable wearing a swimsuit in front of strangers. Yeah, guys don't even care.
I'm shocked that number's so low.
Yeah, just over half.
Yeah.
74% of women say their stomach needs work. I mean,
listen, we could all use a few extra crunches, but we all enjoy going and to Taco Bell once in a while.
Yeah, there's
I'm
nothing
okay with
wrong
that.
With
yeah.
it. 54% of women say their thighs need work. I mean, again.
Right.
If you say, I'm going to get a bikini body by summer, you're not. You just putting on a swimsuit is not reason enough.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people say. I would agree. 78% of women are unwilling to post a photo of themselves in a bikini on their social media profiles.
Actually, Chantel, right now, head over to Instagram. She's in a bathing suit and on our four photos.
Because guess what?
Huh.
I have a body.
There you go.
My summer body.
Yes.
Whatever.
You know, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think, you know, women get so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
We're just happy to be there.
Everyone.
Stop stressing about it.
Everyone's
yeah,
happy to be
honestly,
there.
Honestly, don't stress about it.
Nobody cares.
Mm-mm. All right, let's say,
Things that make you. Things that make you go. Things that make you go.
Things that make you go, Just something fun to share. Maybe at a barbecue you're going to this week. How many people do you think have ever walked on the moon?
I don't know, like 10?
You're pretty close, 12.
Yeah,
Only
not that
12
many.
12 people have ever walked on the moon. And out of that, 4 are still alive.
Huh.
And out of that, the youngest is 86 years old.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know. Don't you think it's time?
Why don't we go back and explore?
Right? Why did we stop? I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I'm not smart enough. Or did we ever go?
Dun.
Even doing that. All right. That does it for us. Heading on out. Chantel, have yourself a good day.
Hey, you too.
Bye-bye.